Let's talk about this mission to provide a therapeutic stuffed Xander bunny or dog to every kid in the United States in the foster care system. There's a small fine print, very important to discuss with you, Vicki Bennett, CEO of Lavender Life Company. Good morning to you, Vicki.
Good morning, Shelley.
All right, let's fill in a few blanks. The headline, bunnies, foster kids, and a Michigan company making a difference nationally. So let's start right with the company. Vicki, tell us about Lavender Life.
Sure. So in 2017, my husband and I sold our spa businesses, and we bought a property out in Caledonia, Michigan, and started a lavender farm. And during that time, our daughter Erica was fostering a little tiny boy named Xander, and she later on adopted him. But during that time, we were thinking of creating a soft plush toy that would be filled with our lavender and Michigan cherry pits that could be warmable and something comforting for kids. And we gave Xander our first little Xander bunny. We hadn't called it anything at that point, and he loved it. And he took it everywhere with him, and it helped him calm down through all his transitions. And so my husband and I looked at each other, and we said, I don't know how we start a company by giving one for everyone we sell, but that's what we're going to do. We're going to donate one to a kid in foster care for everyone that we sell. And she later, within that year, her and her husband adopted Xander. And, of course, we kept his name sake for the bunny.
Wonderful. And of course, back to Xander with his life with the lemons, the glass so much half full, adopted out of foster care and now a full-time member of your family. I want to back up to the basics of all basics. What's it like to grow lavender right here in West Michigan?
Wow. So it's definitely a labor of love. Everything we do is by hand. We have approximately 5,700 little lavender plants that are out here. They're actually not very little anymore, and about 1,500 more coming this spring. Michigan is a good place to grow English lavender. The lavender we happen to grow is actually culinary lavender, lavender that you can eat and use to spice your food with. But it does have a very, very soft, herby smell to it with lavender, but not as piney as you would think lavender. That's why it makes it so perfect for the bunny and for food.
So how does this work? You are on a mission to provide a therapeutic stuffed Xander bunny or dog, I have in my notes, to every child in the United States foster care system. That's a big but doable mission, Vicki?
For 440,000 kids presently in the system, in and out throughout the year, every year the number has been stable, and actually through COVID has actually started to grow a bit. It's a daunting task, but we have such amazing people that believe in what we're doing. We were delivering these ourselves with our little bunny wagon throughout the United States, and it was not sustainable. So what we have now is community partners, and these are people throughout the United States that say, hey, I want to take on this project. I want to put these bunnies together and get them to our local counties. In fact, one individual that owns a foster care agency in the Iowa area took on the entire state of Iowa and just recently picked up 3,800 bunnies for their kids there. And they make sure it takes us out of the middle of it so that we're not the logjam, and gets bunnies regular and dogs regularly to these kids when they need them. And it's become more than a mission. It's almost a movement out there. They've been bringing so much hope to these kids. There's a little glow in the dark heart on it to remind them that they're loved and not alone. But because of the lavender and the calming effects of lavender and the warmth that this bunny can bring, they're actually using them in their therapy sessions as well. So it goes beyond just a nighttime buddy. But they're actually using them to help the kids learn breathing techniques and talk therapy and whatnot.
And if we could stay on that conversation, with your experience and obviously your research, Vicki, children in foster care do endure some immense trauma and more. Can you just kind of put a spotlight there?
Well, you know, one of the most traumatic times for the kids, whether, you know, it's very much a bad situation they're being pulled from, And they don't even realize it in most cases. If you can imagine being taken from your home, and it's often done very quickly. And there's what we call the free fall moment of 17 hours on average that they don't know exactly what they're going to do with this kid. There's not enough foster care homes out there for these children. And so in most cases, there's a free fall moment of a temporary home. So not only do these kids get taken from their home, but it's often a temp home or even an office that they spend their first 17 hours in until a permanent placement is made for them. And oftentimes that even changes a couple times over depending on the home situation. So very, very traumatic to these little ones and bigger ones very early on.
Yes. Vicki, you mentioned obviously the lavender effects. You also touched on what, soothing Michigan cherry pits?
Yeah. Well, we certainly have a lot of them here in Michigan. And it was actually used in colonial days. They would take a bag of cherry pits to bed with them, slightly warmed over a fire, and put them at their end of their bed to keep their feet warm at night. And so we thought, well, that, you know, there's plenty of those in Michigan. It's a sustainable resource for us and all natural. And so we've been using Shoreline Farms up in Traverse City has been supplying us. In fact, I think we bought all of them last year.
Sure.
So we keep them in business just in the cherry pit industry. But yeah, that's what we use. There's a little pack inside the bunny or the dog that we put the lavender as well as the Michigan cherry pits. And within 30 seconds, the bunny can be warmable and it stays warm for right around about 20 minutes, just long enough to really cast that lavender scent to calm anyone down.
Wonderful. Well, I know other products underneath your leadership with Lavender Life Company when it comes to the beautiful products, including that culinary apothecary and skincare products as well. Now, how do I choose between the bunny and the dog?
Oh, my. That's a tough one. We get to ask that a lot. They're both super cute. I guess it just depends on what your child, or actually we're really surprised at the number of adults that are buying for themselves and other adults. I would say it's almost 50% at this point. So it just depends. They're both very similar. They both have the heart on the bottom of the foot. It's just their little faces a little different. They're very, very soft. We spent endless hours searching out just the right plush fur that would make them super soft. And they're also washable so that if they do become soiled, they can remove that cherry pit pack in the back of them and hand wash them and pop it back in, and they're good to go.
No, not to make light of it, and you certainly have an immense target audience, unfortunately, with the foster program, but think about the other, the normalcies or those who have extra challenges that might benefit from this opportunity of hanging out with a Xander friend.
Absolutely. We see a lot of these going to infusion centers, hospitals. Yeah, we hear an awful lot of happy stories, but we hear a lot of sad ones as well. And just yesterday happened to watch a bunny being clutched by a very good friend who's on her last days. And I just am humbled by how these bunnies are touching people's lives.
All right. Okay, back to the headline. Bunnies, foster kids, and a Michigan company making a difference nationally. That would be under your leadership, you, Vicki Bennett. Now, is your husband named Vic?
It is. It's Vic and Vicki.
There you go. That's a whole other conversation. How do we find out more information?
Sure. So you can go to the web. We're an online store at lavender-life.com.
All right. Bet you never get tired of smelling lavender.
No, we don't.
Thanks a lot for the conversation, Vicki.